Today's passage, a Christian is in prison. He's soon going to be killed and be martyred because he's a follower of Jesus. So what he writes has some intensity and importance to it, no doubt about it. And he uses the phrase, devote yourselves to prayer. Keep talking to God. Be steadfast. Be consistent. Be intentional. Be diligent in prayer. Be alert. And the man's in prison, yet he says, be thankful when you pray. And this time of year with the gloomy weather, yesterday it was like gloomy all day. I thought it felt like 7 p.m. throughout the day. But, you know, when we get down emotionally, which most human beings do on occasion, and it's easy to get stuck in that pattern, giving thanks to God is probably the most powerful thing we could do to get our minds and our emotions back in a, oh, God's still here, He's going to help me through this time mentality. Giving thanks will do it for you. So if you struggle with anxiety, depression, or, you know, aches and pains, and you wonder, is the answer moving to Arizona? I mean, is that the one? But to give thanks for first before you move to Arizona. So I might meet you down there. Okay. But be thankful. Be alert. Be devoted to prayer. Your heart is connected to prayer. Years ago, there was a song out where the gal was singing to the guy, and the words were, hopelessly devoted to you. And there it was. And we say that as believers. There, God gives us like an intensity and a draw and a willingness to say, I want to pray. I am confidently devoted to God, or confidently devoted to prayer. And we will wander, yes. We'll forget about Him, yes. We'll be slack, yes. But when push comes to shove, we're going to be able to devote ourselves to prayer, because once you talk to God once, it's he's wonderful. You have to keep seeking Him. And like the choir was singing, wonderful, glorious, beautiful, merciful. Can't say enough good things about God. You and I get to talk to Him. So Paul in prison says, devote yourselves to prayer. And then he goes on to say, pray that God's word goes forward in a clear, bold way. So we talk to God about people. Talk to God so some good news could come people's way. And then we talk to people about God. So before I talk to my friend, let's say Mike, Scott, before I talk to Scott about God, I'm going to talk to God about Scott. Okay, I'm going to put prayer first. And I know God's watching out for him. I know God loves him. So we pray in a devoted way that God opens the door that we could share some good news with people. And it's a pretty exciting assignment to be a bringer of good news. And that's our call as Christians. So I want to give you some Bible pictures of praying, some good news about praying from God's Word, but also with some other Christians have shared with me, which I like. And so here's my experience praying, which a lot of you have similar ones. I was praying when I received Jesus as my Lord and Savior. And so were you if you knew Him. Okay, God chose you. He knocked on the door of your heart. He was, you know, bringing good news to yourself while you were still a sinner, not paying any attention to Him. He sent Jesus to die for our sins. And He reached out to us, and we prayed to receive Him. And in some cases, it seems like, well, He had our hearts even before we prayed. John the Baptist, it was said that he was filled with God's Spirit before he was born. Wow, that's incredible. Only God can do that. Jeremiah, God told Jeremiah, I chose you, you know, while you were still not even born yet. Told the church at Ephesus, I chose you before the foundation of the world. And that's true about all those folks. And yet, all those folks prayed to trust Christ. John the Baptist did. Jeremiah prayed to trust God. And the Ephesians did so too. So, pray to trust Him. Pray to receive Him if you've never done that. You know, we had that song. I'm praying for you so you trust Christ, and then you pray for somebody else so they trust Christ, and it's God's momentum won't be stopped. So praying is a good thing. That's how you receive the Lord. I was praying when I met my wife, Regina, and she was praying too. And she said after our first time together, she went, you know, or something like that. I don't know, did I sound grumpy on the phone or what? I don't know what the story was. You'll have to ask her afterwards. But praying, when you pray, good things happen. Okay, there it was. And I pray when I get up. I pray when I go to sleep. When we go to toward bedtime in our house, we always pray, the three of us. And sometimes one of the three falls asleep, but we pray for them anyway. Okay, so we end the day together. Thank you, God, for you and whatever else is on our hearts. I was praying in bad times for the nation on 9/11, praying throughout the day. I'm sure everybody did also. That's a way that we said, God is our rock. He's our protection. Lord, help the people who are suffering and who lost loved ones. And praying is a wonderful thing, to talk with God at His invitation. And when I pray, I feel close to God most of the time. Sometimes I don't, because you get tired emotionally and you wonder, I wonder if God's listening. I'm wondering if I'm just talking to myself, you know. That's on us. That's not on God. The door is open on His end. Even if there's sin in our life, He says, talk to me about the sin and then tell me about the other things that are a problem. So praying, if you want to feel close to God, talk to Him. Praying. And I pray for unchurched friends. That's a good thing. I pray for unborn children. I pray for people overseas. That's a good way to stay connected to what God's doing. Rachel Wilson, David Kindervater, piano player and singer in Japan. Dr. Vlach over in Africa. And to know when we pray, Jesus is praying for us before we pray. The book of Hebrews tells us that. So you say, well, I went through the whole day, didn't pray. I wonder if I have a horrible day, you know. Jesus was praying for you. God was talking to God about you. The Holy Spirit was praying for you too. That's what it tells us in Romans 8. So God is talking to God about you. And prayer is a wonderful gift. God invites us in the Bible to have a one-on-one quiet time where no one hears but God. That's really great. Just talk to God in your soul, out loud. Jesus has opened the door. That's a special time. Have that time if you don't have that. Ask God to say, hey, I'm hopelessly devoted to God, and I can't wait to talk to Him. It could be in the morning, noontime, nighttime. All the old-timers say morning's best, but you know you. I know somebody... they told the story. They work as in a position of high responsibility in the medical community. When they get up, they have to go, 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 beat the traffic, go with, you know, people and responsibilities staring them right in the eye in reference to cancer. That's their job, to fight cancer. So, but they say when they get to the parking garage, before they go in, because as soon as they go in, they know it's going to be nonstop. They have their prayer time. Nobody could bother them in that parking garage. They're praying. And then in they go. Devoted to God. Devote yourself in prayer. He also invites us to pray on the go. That's a good way to pray. In traffic, in church, in the car. Some of my more, I'd say, enjoyable times to pray is in the car. You could have the radio background accompaniment in there if you'd like. Praying when shopping, that's also a pretty exciting time to pray. Not that you just save money, but, oh, Lord, who would ever thought Giant Eagle was a big old sanctuary, you know? Well, it is. God's glory fills the whole earth. And you pray when shopping, you pray while I watch the sporting events, I pray. I pray I don't cuss out the refs or the opposing team or my team. My team. But praying is a good thing. The people are working out there. Ask God for a heart to pray. Heart's like a magnet. Wonderfully devoted to God. A prayerless soul is a soul without a Savior. We forgot about Him. Early church prayed a lot. Acts chapter 1. These all continued in prayer in one accord. Acts chapter 2. They devoted themselves in prayer. Acts chapter 4. They raised their voice together in prayer. Acts chapter 6. We will give our attention to prayer. So it's a good thing. This is what we experience in that conversation. We know God is our Father, the everlasting Father, from all eternity past. He says, hey, there's room for you in my house and in fellowship. Jesus, God's Son. The number one, even from a human point of view, the number one person in history. And we know it's God the Son, our best friend, intercessor, Savior. The Holy Spirit, Christ in you, helping you follow God in any situation. The Lord of all, a wonderful counselor. You got problems, you talk to God. Sometimes in a prayer, He guides you with some peace. And oh, I think I see the path a little bit better. I'll just trust you when you're praying. Jesus is the first and last of history and every experience you'll have. Prince of Peace. Well, now, when I pray, it's not like I went into my prayer time, I was a nervous wreck. And by the end of the prayer, I was like, woo, you know, everything's great. It's not like that. But we know, hey, Jesus' peace is available. And He'll be strong for you. He's all-powerful. He's all-knowing. He's meek and mighty as a Savior. Revelation says He's a lamb and He's a lion. And you could ask the question, on this side of heaven, what would you rather be with, a lamb or a lion? You might say, well, it depends on what you're up to. If you need comfort, if you need forgiveness, you'll be, say, oh, Lamb of God, take away the sin in my life. If you're in trouble, I need the lion. If you're making trouble, you don't be so sure you want the lion of who God is. Because he'll straighten you out very quickly. Thank Him. He's the Lamb too. Meek and mighty Savior. We know and experience these things in prayer too. Wonder, adoration. God, He's so fantastic. Holy fear, trembling, and silence. It's a beautiful thing. Love, joy, peace, patience, tears, and faith. All when we talk to God, it's a scary thing. But it's joy unspeakable. Being loved, being heard, rest, and grace. And again, sometimes we trust God. I know, Lord, you'll hear me because you said so. Not because I come in a certain manner, you know. Christians come up with all these techniques that are like semi-Hindu. That if you do these things, then God will hear you. If He doesn't hear you through Jesus, you can stand on your head. He's not going to hear you any more clearly. Okay? Mercy, discipline, anger, guilt. We know we need Christ. Confrontation, conviction, salvation, repentance. We turn to God first when we receive Christ and every day after that. And then in prayer too, we often pray, Lord, I believe, help my unbelief. I'm trusting you, but I'm not trusting you too good or too well. Jesus and Paul, they had examples of wonderful examples of prayer. I'm going to ask you to look these up. Now, this one here is a good one. I praise you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth. And then Jesus' next prayer, part of the prayer, because you have revealed yourself to little children and hidden yourself from the wise and learned. So just a little tested. Sometimes God will hide Himself from the wise and learned. That's me and you. We're the wise and learned. Or at least we think so. Or But if we're little children, then God will say, let me tell you more about myself. So, he hides himself from the wise and learned, reveals himself to little children when we have that learning mentality. Jesus is trusting God's will, not his own. In John 17, he prays wonderfully. He prays about God's glory. He prays about the Word of God. He prays about Christians being together. He prays about God holding on to Christians through rough times. He prays about big things hours from the time he died. You know, he's not praying, Lord, kill these Romans and make all these disciples feel bad because they're going to leave me real soon here. And I hope it doesn't hurt too bad. You know, the cross is going to be terrible. He prays about God's move in people's lives. We can learn that. You know, God won't always tell you real clear if you're going to, should you work for Burger King or McDonald's. But he sure will tell you how to love your neighbor. Okay. Some of the specifics we think are like, this is life changing. He says, no, this is life changing. Love me, love your neighbor, and go tell somebody how to follow me. That's the big deals in prayer. Okay? Then the McDonald's and Burger King will work out. Prays on the cross. He prays that his loved ones would be saved. Wow. Even he said to the point, I'd rather have them be a Christian than me. Because I know God is so wonderful. Benediction prayer is a blessing, thanking God for growing faith and love. And just a couple things in closing. Just to ask God to help you be devoted in prayer. First of all, because prayer reminds us every square inch of our lives and every second belongs to God. So we could have a moment-by-moment friendship with Jesus if we want to. That's what he wants. So we could have that too. We talk with him. It's a good blessing. And then how we spend our days is how we spend our lives. Next thing you know, it's like 2019's over. All my chances of talking to God, that's done. But I have today. So that your life could be one big prayer to God. And if it's not a formal thing, you know, singing is a prayer to God. The biggest prayer meeting we have right now in the church is choir practice. Right? Because it's basically an hour singing to God with some raucous interruptions from the rebellious members. But it's a lot of isn't it a lot of praising to God? It's talking to God for about an hour in song. And then in the call of our lives, he said, you know, talk to me and don't give up on that. Think about that. Think about that's the right thing. And then do the right thing and then you'll feel the right thing. Okay. Think right, feel, do right, feel right. That's a call of God for following him. And just a closing encouragement. Much prayer often brings much love and much strength. I'd say that in my own life. If I'm not talking to God, I don't have a lot of love or strength. I mean, it's there, but I'm not putting it into practice. Little prayer equals little love, little strength. Talking to God is so, so wonderful. Would you devote yourself to him like that? And let's close in a kind of quiet dedication time to the Lord in this. Let's pray together. Lord, thank you for the gift of prayer, the gift of conversation with the Lord God Almighty, King of heaven and earth. And we can call you dear friend Jesus. And it's the heart that matters. And so your gift of prayer must be important to you. Jesus, you talk to us all the time. I mean, you talk both that and you talk to God about us. So help us talk with you too. And in our quietness here, help us to have hearts devoted to praying. And then we'll be amazed how we look forward to that. We'll be talking to you all day long, off and on, and certainly at quieter times where we're still. Here are our silent prayers about this wonderful gift from heaven itself.